I mean, so now we get to welcome officially in new partners into Liberty, which is very exciting. I'm trying to figure which is going to be the best side to do it, that side. Just don't bump something on your way in. So I'd like to invite up Kate, Hilton, Minka, Anthea, Monet, Jimmy, Jill, Andrea, and Martin. Please do come up. Hopefully, there we go. Just across to the side here. Hopefully everything that Glenn has said is encouraging and makes sense why we celebrate this. God is bringing different gifts together so that we may labor together and be a whole and more balanced body. Not just one big eye or one big hand, but all the parts of the body growing together. It's also very appropriate, just a quick little side note, it's very appropriate for us to have one big combined meeting. We don't just have the morning meeting, and we welcome you into the morning congregation. And the evening, we just welcome you into the evening congregation. We're actually one church, one congregation. We have two meeting options, choices available to you. And so it's one body that you guys are going to be partnering with. And so we're super excited for that. If you perhaps know them, you like them, they're in your life group, something like that, and you'd love to pray for them, please do feel free to come up now if you want to come lay hands on them. I know some of the leaders also invite you to come up and lay hands on them. If you feel you have a word of encouragement, you feel like God's put a picture on your heart for them, something like that, there'll be an opportunity for you to share with them. Alternatively, you can text it to them as well. We'll see how time goes. For those of you who are still sitting, please don't disconnect. Please do pray with us. These are faces up at the front of people that you can partner with. We're laboring together. And so something I like to do sometimes, I know we've got a good mixture over here, but I don't want to make this sound quite like a wedding. This is not a marriage covenant per se, but the folk who are starting, getting involved, getting stuck into partnering with Liberty, do you commit to partnering with this wonderful body of people? If so, say yes. There we go. Liberty Family Church, do you commit to partnering with this wonderful bunch of people who are putting their hands up? Yes, there we go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the folk that you are joining together. You're unifying us as your body. Thank you, Lord, in your wisdom, you saw that Liberty Family Church needed something. We are lacking. We are short. And you are bringing these folk in to make the body more whole, more strong. Father, you saw in their lives there is something they needed. And you saw fit to bring Liberty Family Church to help grow them, equip them, make them whole, make them strong. Thank you, God, that you are at work. You are the one who has done this in your wisdom. And so we place our trust in you. Please bless these folk, God. May they know you more. At the end of their season, whenever that may be with Liberty Family Church, may they leave saying, I got to know God more because of this time with Liberty.
I just want to read a verse which applies to us all, but especially, I guess, to these folk. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And further down, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So, Father, I thank you for the gifts that all of these people are to you first, that the Father, you gave them to your Son, that they may be yours forever. But thank you for giving them also to this part of your body, Liberty. Bless them. Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit and release the gifts that you want to bring to this community. Strengthen them, that they'll serve in the strength of God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, Lord, I want to also just commit these folk to you and thank you for them. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have placed inside of them. And specifically, I want to pray that you would anoint them for the sharing of the gospel, for a heart for those who don't know you yet, that the gift that you have given them in yourself, that would be shared in a bold, uncompromising, and loving way, that others who don't yet know you would come to know you, that for each of these people specifically, that they would be forerunners for others to follow in their wake, to enter into your kingdom, to know you personally as their Lord and Savior, and for that which you have placed inside of them to come to fruition, Lord God, that the word that is preached to them would take root and bear fruit in their lives. We thank you for them. We thank you for each person and the specific gifts and abilities that you've given them. Thank you for the value that they add to us as their brothers and sisters. And we welcome them as brothers and sisters. And God, we also take responsibility for encouraging them and supporting them and for building them up. I just thank you for your church. I thank you, Jesus, that you are head of your body. And we give Liberty Family Church to you, and we thank you for each person that you add. Just bless them, anoint them for the sharing of the gospel, and thank you that they have good feet as they bring others into the kingdom.
The welcome message we show with the picture of the family camp says, "We're glad you're here." That's true, but it's a joy to have you part of the we now. Psalm 16 says, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance."
Gracious Father, I want to thank you for the reality of your church as a place of growth, as a place of transformation, as a place where in my own life I have been encouraged when I needed to be encouraged. I've been corrected where I've needed to be corrected. And I ask you, Father, for all who have joined with us today, for all of us, that we may be held by your Holy Spirit in the fellowship of your church, that we may become aware when Satan seeks to draw us away from the fellowship of your people and the fullness of your Spirit. We ask that this may be, continue to be, for all of us, a place where we grow, a place where we hear you, a place where we are changed, where we are directed and given a place, a movement of the Spirit to be where you want us to be, and doing what you want us to do. So thank you, Lord, thank you for those who are joining us now. Thank you for the encouragement we will be receiving from them. And grant us, Lord, so to walk in the Spirit that we may be an encouragement to one another also. Yeah. Praise be to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Father, that when they open their word, Father, that you just come alive in it, Lord. Thank you, Father, that it will be like they're almost falling into your word, that they'll see you, that they will have like encounters with you, and that they will experience your grace in their life, Lord. Thank you, Father, that your word will transform their lives, that they will be beacons of light in the church, Father. Thank you, Father, they will be pillars. Thank you, Father, that they will walk in wisdom, Lord, that they will prophesy, that they will serve, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you will be their source. Amen.
God, thank you that you are building your church. As I was thinking about that, I'm just reminded that isn't a building, that isn't even adding people. That's your Spirit working in each one of us. And so I pray for for not just the folks that are joining this morning, but for each and every one of us. Would you continue to build inside of us with your Spirit? Would you build us as your church, as your people? Would you work in us? Would you produce all these things that Glenn shared this morning in us? Would you help us to grow in humility that we might follow in your ways, Jesus? Thank you for each of these new folks, and would you build your church, building each one of them, Holy Spirit, we pray.
Yeah, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you when I look out over Liberty Family Church. I thank you that this is a place of healing. Many of us have been hurt, some by church, some by religion. This is a place that you've brought people together to heal. I thank you so much for that. But more than that, I just pray that we don't stop there, that we move from healing into the gifts that you've given us. And I thank you for each of these people here who are stepping in faith into their gifts. And just read from Ephesians 1. For this reason, ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and for your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks to God for you. I remember you in my prayers and ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the Spirit who will make you wise and reveal God to you so that you will know him. I ask that your minds may be open to see his light so that you will know what is the hope to which he has called you. How rich are the wonderful blessings he promises his people, and how very great is his power at work in each of us who believe. This power working in us is the same as the mighty strength which he used when he raised Christ from death and seated him at his right hand side in the heavenly world. Christ rules there above all heavenly rulers, authorities, powers, and lords. He has the title superior to all titles of authority in this world and in the next. God put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to the church as supreme Lord over all things. The church is Christ's body, the completion of him who himself completes all things everywhere.
For the sake of time, I'm going to ask if you feel like you have something that you want to share with one of them, a prophetic word, word of encouragement, that you find them personally or send a text. Having said that, I do just want to ask Sandy to share two things quickly, and then I'll wrap us up.
Jimmy and Jill, the word that just came to me for your life is God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. Martin and Andrea, what I felt with, we did Ancient Paths years and years ago with NewGen, and what I felt for both of you, God is taking you into more healing, emotional healing for both of you.
Amen. And then something else I want to say, please forgive me. Indy, Jasper, Andrew, James, this totally includes you guys. I didn't even call your names. My apologies. Of course, you are also part of this family, and so we're so excited to have you guys. Bless you, Father. We thank you for the work that you are doing. We ask for your richest blessing over them and our season ahead. Guide us, lead us for your glory and our good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.